Well, Coach, just a heartbreaker tonight. Had a chance to at least tie and send it to a second overtime with about 6 seconds left. I thought Wade had an excellent look at the shot, but just couldn't get it to fall.
Yeah, I mean, he had a good look there at the end, and we had tons of good looks in the last 6 minutes of regulation and even in overtime. I mean, it wasn't like I don't know that we ever turned the ball over. We turned the ball over once in transition to overtime. That was it. We just went cold. And as credit to their defense, it was hard to get good looks. And it hurts. We outplayed them really for, 28 minutes of the game. Still probably up six at that point, and we just struggled to finish the game. And it was a great basketball game. We just ended up on the wrong side of it.
You touched on it there. I mean, like you said, the first quarter they came out firing on all cylinders, but I thought after the second quarter, once you guys got settled into your defense, you were able to force a few stops together, get out in transition. Then in the third quarter, guys got out to a 12-point lead, but like you said, you guys got cold at the wrong time and they got hot at the right time.
Yeah, and also, I mean, we shot three free throws, and I felt like we were pretty aggressive going to the basket, and it just... It's tough. On the road, it's tough. You don't get many calls. And all three of those free throws, I believe we shot in overtime as well. So our kids competed really hard. And they were upset there in the locker room because this was one that we really wanted to get. And we executed our plan perfectly on defense. We did a tremendous job. And we just did not generate enough points. Really, we had two bad quarters on offense, the first and the last quarter. And even in overtime, I mean, we on our first possession, we executed a set. Wade got the and one, and then at the other end, they missed a three, and we did not get the rebound. And they got a second shot at a three and tied the game. And I really thought that was the momentum possession that kind of swung it in their favor. But even after that, we had chances. We just ended up on the wrong side of it.
Like you talk about there, I mean, I thought in overtime especially, really throughout the whole game, you guys got what you wanted from them defensively, but a lot of times, like you said, it was a missed rebound here or you let a guy a little bit too open there, and really those are a few plays that just came down and made the difference, and that three at the top of the key, like you said, was one of them.
Yeah, close games, they're won and lost on the margins, and it's just a possession here, possession there. I mean, they shot more free throws than us. We had five offensive rebounds. Defensively, we rebounded okay, but I'm guessing they had more than five. So they got more opportunities there off of the missed shots. And, it's hard to win on the road, especially in a 50-50 game like this. And we did a tremendous job on Lois. I don't know what he finished with, but he was one of our focuses, along with 11 on the perimeter. And then, of course, we wanted to limit Brantley as much as we could. And, it hurts. We just didn't generate enough points, but it wasn't for a lack of effort, that's for sure. It's tough.
You talk about the effort, and really I thought that's what you guys did best on the defensive end is you did a great job of just limiting not just shot attempts, and especially in the second and third quarter, but I thought you did a good job of just limiting how many guys that they got in the scoring column.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we were helping off a couple guys. We were focused on their three main players, and I thought we executed that perfectly. It's hard to win when you score, low 40s in points, especially for us. We have not won a grind out game like this. Being up 40-30 going into last quarter, we were exactly where we wanted to be, and we just went cold. I mean, I don't know how many turnovers we had in the last quarter, but it wasn't more than a couple. We had plenty of good looks from guys that we wanted to get looks from. I mean, Quentin and Wade had great looks in the fourth quarter, and if we hit just one or two of them, we win the game. So that's tough. And there were a lot of possessions there even in the first quarter where we gave up 14 points, and got off to a tough start and still rebounded. We rebounded in the second quarter to have the lead at half. But it was a great effort, and like I said, we just ended up on the wrong side of it.
You talked about getting great looks, and one guy who I thought probably had the best look he's had all night was Andrew Casey. He fed it into Wade in the post, and they double-teamed Wade, and he had a three that I think would have given you guys the lead early in the fourth or late in the fourth quarter, and probably the best look he's had all night. But like you said, I mean, just shots like that on the road are going to be tough to hit, and it felt like you knew that it was just going to be one of those nights after that one just missed by a little bit.
That's exactly what we were wanting to get. We talked about it during the timeout. We were going to put whoever Brantley guarded, we were going to put them on the perimeter and put the other guy in the post. Wade caught the ball in the post. Brantley doubled. We kicked out, made the extra pass. It happened to be Andrew with the shot. It was a shot that we wanted, and he had a great look at it, just missed it. And that would have put us up two. You're correct. We were down one at the time. You know, if he hits that, it's a different game. You know, it was a make-or-miss game, and we did not make enough shots.
Got a chance to come back and put this one away on Tuesdays. You've got another conference opponent with Litchfield, so a chance now to, when you get to the final stretch of the regular season, to try to build some momentum as you finish out conference play and head into regionals.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I do feel like our team has turned the corner. I mean, we've played really well this last month. We've just had two or three games like this that could have went either way that we've ended up on the wrong end of most of them. You know, but our kids are hanging in there, and their attitudes and effort have been great. And you know, we're excited for our next game. You know, we'll feel this one for a bit, but we'll turn the page whenever we get back at it Monday and get ready for Litchfield.